Chapter 221, Merit of Suhoor, Pre-Dawn Meal in Ramadan, and the Excellence of Delaying Having It Till Before Dawn. 1229, Anas radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Eat Suhoor, pre-dawn meal. Surely there is a blessing in Suhoor. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that Suhoor is masnoon, sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, even if one takes a small quantity of food. This meal is blessed and maintains one's energy and vitality during Saum. Against this, if a person goes to sleep after taking his dinner to save himself from the inconvenience of getting up before dawn or take suhoor early, will be, on one side, disobeying the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, while on the other side, he will be feeling hunger and thirst very early and very much as he himself has increased the period of fasting by not taking the suhoor. Subhanallah! How the weaknesses of man have been taken into account in the teachings of Islam, while suitable provision has been provided to overcome them. 1230. Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu anhu reported, We took suhoor, pre-dawn meal, with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and then we stood up for Fajr Salat prayer. It was asked, How long was the gap between the two? He replied, The time required for the recitation of 50 ayat. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that suhoor should be taken towards the end of its timing. This is the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. One should, however, take care that it is done before dawn. 1231. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, had two muadhan, Bilal and Ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu anhuma. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Bilal proclaims adhan, call to salat, prayer, at fag end of night. So eat and drink till Ibn Umm Maktum pronounces adhan. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma added, and the gap between their adhan was not more than the time spent in one's getting down and the others climbing the minaret. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that in the days of the Prophet, peace be upon him, there used to be two muadhan and two adhan in the morning. The first adhan was meant to warn the people who were taking the suhoor meals that the time for the suhoor was about to finish and they should make preparation for Fajr prayer. Soon after that, there was a second adhan by another muadhan, which signified that the time for food was finished and people should attend to salat. This practice was, however, terminated later, so much so that we do not find it even in the times of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and that of At-Tabi'un, the successors of the Prophet's companions, and Tabi'ut-Tabi'un, the followers of the successors. In any case, this practice can be revived. So far, the question of time between the two adhan is concerned. Ulama have stated that after announcing the adhan, Bilal used to be engaged in prayer, etc., and waited for the daybreak. When the time for the daybreak drew near, he would then come down and inform Ibn Umm Maktum, who would then make wudu and then proceed to call the adhan at the beginning of the daybreak. Ibn Alan. 1232. Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, The difference between our observance of Saum, fasting, and that of the people of the scriptures is Suhoor, pre-dawn meal in Ramadan. Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that Suhoor is a distinctive mark with which Allah has blessed the Muslim Ummah.